Hello and welcome everyone to the Kiwi and Picasso Show. I'm the Kiwi and Picasso Show. It's Kiwi and Picasso time. I'll tell you, this is going to be the biggest show in the world. Blows Joe Rogan out of the water. I'm Kiwi's Picasso. We've got a special guest tonight. The one, the only, the ever slutty and fossy, Casey! Wake up!
Kitty!
You're so annoying!
Well, welcome to the Kiwi and Picasso Show. And as my faithful companion here, who is not a dog, just said, we have a very good show for you guys with our guest. Let's don't use the word friend in this case. With our friendly guest.
Oh, fuck, buddy.
Kitty.
Yay.
Yay, woo, woo.
Yay, woo, 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 YouTube. Or, unless.
I feel like such a jerk. Okay, so what do you guys want to begin with?
Skits. I'm just kidding.
What? Dicks?
She said dicks.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the penis, the vagina.
Only for speaking about your mother's.
Yours.
No, let's don't do that.
Of course.
So as many of you
makes up his penis.
So you guys might remember that in the last episode that I said I was going to go to California. Well, rather I was going to go on a road trip. I probably said that if I didn't, then I don't know, pretend I did. So I went to California, I went to New Mexico, I went to Arizona, I went to Nevada. And
no,
anyway, on my second day I met Kitty here. In Lake Elsinore, California, and it was pretty cool. I went to this dispensary, and that was about it. Smoked a J in front of a hotel. So, besides that, do you guys have questions? I don't know, like. How do you guys want to do this? You guys want to do like a Q&A, or do you want me to just tell a story, or what do you guys want to do?
Is mayonnaise an instrument?
I mean, you used it right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that episode of SpongeBob. Like, I don't mean the one where Patrick asks if it's an instrument, but I'm referring to that episode where they have like the clam making the noise and the. The other things make noises, you know. No, like the magic conch or something. I don't know.
I'll tell you this.
You know.
The vagina has regular discharges to clean itself for foreign flora and fauna. I'll tell you this, it is a self-cleaning instrument. Do you have any opinions about this, Kate? Gates?
Very professional, right?
Yes. She hangs around like a little lapdog, and then she fucking disappears when the questions come.
Well, see, maybe it was an embarrassing question. You never know.
Oh, well, not like she has any knowledge of that.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be better to ask her about the penis.
Yes.
Instead of the vagina.
She ditched the classes about the vagina. She only showed up for the penis ones.
That's true.
Pictures.
You're right. That
damn
is exactly
bitch.
Like, how does one use it? Can I have an example?
No.
Can I have a demonstration, please? Oh man, it's like we were actually there, you know. I think it's
yes.
That realistic.
What the hell is that noise? Is she building a freaking fort?
That's what it sounds like. I think she might be. Or, no, maybe it is because it's the 4th of July. Today's 4th of July, guys. Happy 4th of July.
Happy
4th. Or Kiwi Picasso fam.
Yeah, happy 4th of July. The 4th July. 4th July of the
yeah,
June.
Sure.
And she is currently setting off fireworks in her house.
Yep.
She's
going
to burn it down. Burn it down to the ground.
You know, I never did see where she lives. Maybe she lives in the ghetto.
In the ghetto. You should have followed her home.
Yeah, good point.
Stalked her. It's like, oh my god, I've been followed home, and it's not by a cute guy. It's like, hey! The like, stalker what am I, has feelings!
Yeah. No, but it was a good drive or so. It was like 15 minutes, maybe 30 minutes to her place, so. No, it's too far.
Oh.
I mean, not too far, but it's like 30 minutes there and 30 minutes back. So, yeah, you're looking at like an hour. And by that point, it was already like 1 o'clock. And I'm not a stalker, so, you know.
Good.
Yeah, I'm not like you.
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 Bye.
What the fuck? What do you mean bye?
What do you mean bye?
Bye.
Stop saying
there
bye.
There goes the idea. There goes our idea for the episode.
Yeah, ruined by a fucking girl. I was going to be rude here, yeah. But hey, she might want to come back next time.
Do you want to call her what she is? Or were you going to say something like, I don't know, some compliment?
She's a goddamn princess.
Well, there goes the episode. That's all for today, guys. Come back next time on the Kiwi and Picasso Show. Nah, I'm kidding. So today in this episode, I guess that kind of means that we're going to have to pretend like she isn't here, which she isn't. Pretend like she was never here, rather. And continue on to the better questions, such as, what are some of our better questions? Well, Beavis and Butthead coming back for 2 new seasons. For the second time. It's the second time. Yeah, the second time that it's returned. So, what is your viewpoint on that? Do you think it's going to be better nowadays? Do you think that the modern events are going to change into some sort of liberal show or even conservative show? I don't think Mike Judge leans to the right, though. But, yeah, do you think that the political biases that are going around nowadays will affect the show?
Maybe. Let's see, Beavis and Butthead coming back. Well, there's a plethora of things to choose from. I mean, if they don't want to do just straight up music videos, they can do modern reality TV. Let me tell you, there's more crap to choose from. What it detracted from the original spirit of the show, but then again, I never really was into watching the whole music video stuff. I sometimes just skip over it. If they have strong plots, I'm happy. Hey, they've got more content to work with nowadays. Yeah, they may do some Trump jokes here and there. Hopefully they balance it with some Democrat jokes, like, these guys suck. Yeah, really. Hey, here's a good idea, Mike Judge. Make Beavis and Butthead president for an episode. And it was like, we want Trump! Screw these guys!
That's amazing. See, I was trying to think myself, like, how would they work in the political biases even if they had them? So then I realized Beavis and Butthead are two of the most offensive characters on television. Like, they would walk up to a trans person and be like, what the hell are you? Like, my penis is confused. I don't know. I feel like that they would say anything offensive like that. Like, it just wouldn't be in their character to be liberal. I just don't see it.
Yes. And there's overly hyperactive people on social media that will call them out anything they do. They can't make jokes about anything anymore. Because it's offensive, it's discriminating, it's prejudice. But that's the whole point of comedy. You push boundaries, and you make fun of things. And, you know, what kind of person are you if you can't laugh at your own type? So Beavis and Butthead, they just attack everybody. They're like, they go up to some Black Lives Matter guys and like, and they're like, do you like Black Lives Matter? And it's like, do you guys like metal or rock? It's like, no, bro. It's like, man, these guys suck. And what you say, white boy? And they get beat up.
Actually, I could see them going to a protest to meet girls. Like, they'd be two hippie girls. They'd be like, hey, you want to come with us? And Beavis and Butthead would be like, okay, sure, let's go. I could definitely see it happening, for sure.
sure.
But I forgot what I was going to say. Oh well.
Yeah, it could be like, are they just say yes with everything the girls ask. Like, do you guys stand against capitalism? It's like, okay. And they become like the face of the protest because they're like the most vigilant of all, the most, you know, supportive of all of everything. And then they just drive it into the ground. It's like, these are the people you support. And they start attacking each other. It's like, this protest sucks.
That reminds me of an episode of King of the Hill where Hank is like, hey, Luann, I want you to go out and, I think he tells her to get politically active. And she joins the Communist Party. It's like, hey, I didn't tell you to be a communist. I told you to be politically active. It just reminded me of that for some reason. But I could totally see that. Like, Beavis and Butthead are in high school. Their teacher's mad at them for not knowing anything about politics. He tells them to go outside and be like, and get them involved in politics or something. And they come back like leaders of the Nazi party or something.
These guys kick ass.
Yeah, he's bald. That'd be terrible.
It's like, you know who reminds me of? That Mr. Anderson dude.
Mr. Anderson's a Nazi.
Oh, that'd be a good episode. Mistakenly get Mr. Anderson recognized as a neo-Nazi. It's like, gosh dang it. Yeah, check
That'd
it out.
Great.
He's bald. He's one of them.
They kind of did that. They didn't do that, but they kind of did that in a way with the cult episode. Like, cults are kind of like Nazis.
Okay.
I'm saying that, like, cults are kind of controversial in a similar way as Nazis, even though Nazis are more controversial. Like,
yes.
Mass suicides are definitely not commonly accepted.
Hey, we're not saying anything bad about Nazis, Adolf.
I mean, I am. We're pretty bad.
Yeah, I know you are, but I want to stay on the good side of Adolf.
You right. As long as you agree with his eugenics, you're fine. But regardless, I don't agree with his eugenics. So, getting back on topic.
Yeah, about eugenics. It's like, it really does depend on the race. It's like, oh my gosh, should I bore my baby? It's like, that depends. What race is the baby?
No, that doesn't matter.
Yes,
but,
yes.
So what I'm getting at here, though, is King of the Hill. Do you think that deserves to be brought back just as much as Beavis and Butthead?
Yes. Maybe more so, because I like King of the Hill more than Beavis and Butthead.
Not based on personal opinion, but rather if it's necessary in society at the moment.
I guess people might side more with King of the Hill, because they're more rounded people. Beavis and Butthead are so, you know, dumb and selfish. Then again, that probably does align with a loss of modern society, so I say both?
Very good point. So, with Beavis and Butthead, that's coming back this time on Comedy Central instead of MTV. Do you think that's a mistake?
MTV?
Comedy Central. It was on MTV before.
Yeah, maybe. It may, prevent them from really getting into the music television aspect, but like I said before, I don't particularly mind if they do just straight up plot with no commentating on music videos or reality shows. That's fine by me. Only problem is, I'm wondering if there's going to be increased censorship, because MTV has gotten a little cooked over time. You may have seen the YouTube channel, it's Cringe City. Like, dear white people, it's like, oh dear god, take me back to the 90s MTV, where they were edgy. Like, they had the Beavis and Butthead, they had, like, Aeon Flux and Liquid Television. Let me tell you this. It may be, you know, censored. And I don't want Beavis and Butthead to come back censored. Let them be themselves.
Are you talking about MTV or Comedy Central at the moment?
MTV. I don't want my MTV.
Okay, yeah, they're not going to be involved with the reboot. Don't worry.
Good.
Yeah, the reboot's the only thing with the reboot is that are they going to keep up with the music videos? Like, is that going to be a thing? Are they going to do something different like they did with the reality shows? There were kind of music videos, I guess. But is this going to be 30 minutes of this one story? That'd be cool, actually. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, that's why I liked the movie. It's an hour and a half of them just doing Beavis and Butthead stuff. That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Cavity searches, the loss of them. Going deep.
And it has Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bruce Willis is cool.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
What did they tell you that was going to be a thing after Beavis and Butthead?
I don't know. Like I said, I got some... before the show, before the recording, I said I got some topics, but this was before you left on your big trip, and I haven't updated it since, so this stuff is outdated.
Alright, what are they?
Like some new video games got announced, like a new Skate game.
Oh, that's right. Skate would be very good to talk about.
The only Skate game I played is Skate 2, and I rented it for a week, and I couldn't get into it, because the controls are so different than, like, a Tony Hawk skateboard. Like, you got to pull the stick back and flick it up to Ollie and do tricks, and I couldn't handle that. So I just like bailing and breaking my bones.
So does that mean that you're not looking forward to these two new big skating games that are coming out?
Probably not. Because I hear that the other one, Session or whatever it's called, is similar control scheme. And
There's Session. But there's also the other one.
I'll play a demo. If there's a demo, I will play it. If I like it, I may buy it when it's on sale. Got a discount. But I will check it out regardless. Because skateboarding, yeah!
There is Session, but there's also Skater XL. That one's getting to be really popular.
Yeah, and I hear there's going to be a Tony Hawk's 1 and 2 remaster. Yes, so long as it doesn't use the goddamn engine from Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5, that'd be cool, because that game is of the bad.
Of the bad?
Yes. Because it's got a shitty control scheme, and it's got a poor physics engine. Now, so long as the Tony Hawk's 1 and 2 remaster doesn't use that engine, we are good. I kind of wish they also include 3 and 4 into the mix. Tony Hawk's 1, 2, 3, and 4 remaster. Maybe it's going to be a sequel. Or maybe it's going to be DLC. I don't want to spend freaking $5 on a new map. $5 on, like, 5 new maps, maybe. 8, get the whole game in there. Maybe make it $10.
I think that the whole game is, like, 40. But, so do you think that they should be, I don't know if they had to do this or not, but do you think that they should have to pay for the rights to the music again? Like, is that required for a remastered video game?
Not sure. If it's a remake, I would say have the same music. If it's a remaster, same music, remake, they can use different music. I'm just hoping that they do bring back some of the original music. Because, you know, it's a part of the soundtrack of the games. It's nostalgic. Listening to frickin' like Dead Kennedys and whoever else they have, I don't remember.
Well, that's not my question, though. Like, they definitely do have the same soundtrack. Unless I read wrong. They definitely have it, but do you think that if they didn't pay for it, for the rights to it, do you think that they should have to pay for the rights to it again? Because they didn't do it for like 20 years.
Yes.
Because the games are pretty much the same, right?
Like, yes.
Why should they pay again?
Because they only have a license for a certain number of times. It's not like a lifetime license.
Well, the rights. I don't know if it's actually licensing.
Rights, but the licensing, rights. Blah, 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 blah.
But,
yes.
Yeah.
That's
so
the game I am looking forward to. Out of the free skating games, that's like the one I'm looking forward to the most. Again, I will play the demo if I like, I may buy. If they screw it up, not going to pay. No way, Jose. Hey.
I can't wait to play... Well, first of all, yeah, the new Tony Hawk. the remaster one, but also Skate 4. That was going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, now that you speak of it, I could actually play the session demo right now. I'll play it in a little bit.
Let's see if I can get the demo.
It should be available on PlayStation.
Here we are, demos. Okay, I don't see it here.
You don't see it on the demos and stuff?
It's not on the demos, okay. Let me just search their website session. Is it even on the frickin' website here?
What website are you on?
The,
PlayStation Store?
Yeah, PlayStation Store. Okay, don't see it.
Well, let's see. Maybe it's just not available. Maybe I have to get it on PC.
I guess it is PC only.
Well, not PC only, because I can get it on the Xbox.
Wah, wah, wee, wah.
Yeah. Pretty sure it's Session. Is he the Session or Skater XL? I don't remember. I'm pretty sure it's Session. Because one was available and the other one wasn't. But on top of that, do you think that the skateboarding games should only have one type of music like that?
I like the mixture. I like how there's a mixture of punk, metal, and rap. Not too into the rap, but, you know, it's there. It's a part of skater culture. Some skaters like rap. And honestly, some of the rap is kind of good. Like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, Del the Funky Homo Sapien. He does that song, If You Must. You wash your ass if you must. You want to be funky.
No, I don't know that song. Yeah, I guess I won't because it's they're only remastering 1 and 2.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, Tony Hawk's 2 has rap music, but I don't remember off the top of my head how it went.
The only kind of rap that's coming to my mind would be like Rage Against the Machine, if that's in the video games.
Oh, that song Cyclone by Dub Pistols, that's in Tony Hawk's 2, that's rap. I thought they were white until many years later I found a picture of them. They're black.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Rip, rip, and gravel, one at a time travel, marbly shafts and the best of the battle. When I get into mama's bed, my dick becomes lead. Banging your mama until she's dead, bitch!
Really? Is that really the song?
Well, the first two lines, yes. The other two lines, no. I made that up.
Oh.
I made
it up!
Well,
then you're spitting some bars.
Alright, I'm on the
Steam
page. What do you mean, was that from? I told you, that's the song Cyclone by Dub Pistols from Tony Hawk's 2.
You said I made it up. What's that from?
The last two lines that I made up, you know, when I get in your mum's bed, my dick becomes lead, banging her until she becomes dead. I made that up just now.
No, I understand that, but he said, I made it up. Was he quoting a show? Was that from a song?
When the Jews are talking about the Holocaust. I made it up!
So it's not from anything?
It's not from anything. Okay, I'm on the Steam page, I don't see where the demo is. Maybe there is no demo.
I don't know. Maybe it's only Xbox.
Maybe.
Actually, I'm looking for the beta too, by the way.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be the beta, because the game doesn't even come out for like 3 or 4 months or so.
I don't know why I'm talking about new video games. I've got no desire to play any games right now. I'm in a rut. I want to play games, but I don't have any desire to play games.
What have you been playing?
The Fool. Tell you this. If I start playing a game, I'm going to get discouraged and I don't want to finish it. And I may convince myself the game isn't worth playing, even though it is. I'm just not in the mood to play it.
It's kind of like RuneScape.
Yeah, right now I stopped playing it because I have no desire to play it. I only really played it when I was watching things like King of the Hill, like various other videos and movies, documentaries. But right now, I don't want to watch anything and I don't want to play the game.
So what you're telling me is you didn't even watch King of the Hill.
Yeah, King of the Hill, I watched that. I'm currently up to near the end of season 3.
But you were playing a game while you were watching it, which means you weren't really watching it.
Because it's AFK. I don't have to look at the game. I can watch the episode while the game is doing whatever it's doing.
So does that mean, like, you pause it, or no?
No. It's doing something, but I don't have to look at it constantly because it's going to take, like, a minute to finish what it's doing.
Maybe this would help if I had played RuneScape before in my life. Yeah, because it's hard to understand.
Yeah. But yeah, that's basically what I was doing, but now I don't feel like playing any games. I just say it because I've got, say, a digital pile of games gathering digital dust.
On the bright side, you can be 80 and still play them.
Yeah, when I've completely lost my mind.
Yeah, you say, where's the scape in this rune?
I don't want to live that long, honestly. To be able to live long enough to feel my marbles disappearing, it's like, I don't want that. I'd rather die when I'm still sane.
I just realized that if you change the letters around, it's schoon rape.
Oh!
That's like the...
I rape your mama the goon.
So, what year would you like to die? That's a terrible question.
Okay.
At what year do you think you'd be most content with dying at?
this year.
How old do you want to be?
I don't know.
Like 80?
Oh, I don't know.
105?
Yes.
No, you don't.
It's like, hey, can we kill you? And it's like, wait until I'm 105. It's like, okay.
Genius.
I will pass the job on to killing you onto my grandson.
Great grandson.
Why do I have to do this, Grandpa? Thank you. Do as I say, Billy.
Like, I don't want to do this. Well, that's too damn bad. That's from Holes, the Shia LaBeouf movie.
Oh, yeah. I watched that.
Yeah, me too. Question. I read it in Spanish.
I had it read to me in English.
Muchacho, you had it read to you?
Read to you? Because, like I said, no, why do I keep saying like I said? And I may have said this like years ago, but I'll tell you this now. My school was poor. We only had one copy of the book. The teacher read it to us.
See, I vaguely remember that.
Yeah. It's one of the perils of being in a poor school. I mean, for one thing, you don't have the technology to distract you, so you have more emphasis on fun with friends, but of course, the bad side is very poor amount of resources. Besides, we have to busk for everything. You want to do some frickin' class trip? Well, you got to get out on the streets, do some song and dance number to hopefully raise some money. Sometimes, you're not even raising money for your own trip. You're raising money for some other class's trip, and it's annoying.
So this is where you gained your hatred for black people?
No, that was after I saw Your Mama Kissing Tyrone Claws at a mistletoe.
Yours.
I saw your mommy kissing Santa Claus, and he's black.
Well, see, the thing is that whenever he was kissing your mother, it wasn't interracial because your mother's black too.
You're implying that you're black as well.
I said yours, not mine. Yours. How would that be implying that I am?
Yeah, people saw you kissing your mother under the mistletoe, and they're like, hey, what is Shaniqua doing with Daquan? It's like,
people saw your mother kissing Yokozuna under the mistletoe.
Nope. Yep. People saw Yokozuna face sitting on your mama.
That was Rikishi and your mother.
Yours.
Yours.
And then I saw, what's his face? That's got it too hot, he do the worm on your mama with his worm.
Yeah, well, I saw Tyrone put his worm in your mama.
Nope. I saw your mother with sexual chocolate, Mark Henry. Giving her
actually,
that
guy kind of lives near me.
Oh, does he? He is quite familiar with your mother.
Yours.
It's like, hello there, Mark Henry. It's like, what's going on, mate?
Yeah, well, your father is John Henry.
Yours? I don't even know who he is, but yours.
Look him up. Pull it up, Jamie.
He's got two first names. He's probably can't trust him. Okay, I see a statue of him. Your mother's in love with a statue?
No, it's a folk tale. It's an urban legend. It's a tall tale. I don't remember what it's about, though. Yeah, it's a black railroad worker. I just remember what he did. I think he, smashed something or something.
Oh, and here come the Antifa members. They're going to smash every statue. They're going to smash this John Henry statue. And people are going to complain to them and say, hey, why'd you do that? This statue is about a courageous, heroic, magnificent black man. You bunch of racists. And they're going to go, oh, shit. Don't tell mommy.
I'm pretty sure it's fictional, first of all.
Well, they want to shatter black voices. Doesn't surprise me.
What do you think? So here's a very good controversial topic. What do you think about the Native Americans being opposed to Mount Rushmore and, you know, leftists in general?
Oh, hideous. It's like, hey.
Why?
These Mount Rushmore was built on a Lakota tribe. And it's like, oh yeah, well you got the land from some other tribe you slaughtered. And they probably got the land from some tribe they slaughtered. So it's just an endless cycle. Besides, not to mention, these are American heroes. You want to bomb them? You want to take them down, chip them away, smooth them out? You know, that's pretty much terrorism. And they've got a very... Here's a funny thing. I saw a clip last night, or was it the night before, on Twitter. And all these leftists were saying, yeah, get rid of Mount Rushmore. It's a bunch of slave traders piss on them rocks in that mountain there. But there was a clip posted of Bernie Sanders. He's at Mount Rushmore. He's looking up saying, you know, looking at this, it makes me very proud to be an American. And I was like, ooh, you know, your icon, your hero, you're the one you look up to, Bernie Sanders supports it. Are you saying you're against him? And that's an interesting controversial point. They want to get rid of it, but Bernie Sanders doesn't. Well, that was years ago when he was running. So maybe he does now.
Years ago? He was just running like a few months ago.
Run to a fucking brick wall.
No. But, yeah, oh, so...
Terry Crews is going to be John Henry. And that's nice because he's bald. He's a black skinny.
Yeah, he's very muscular, that's true. But yeah, I have to agree that it is a bad idea. Because even though they were slave owners, I mean, they did create this country. So, even though they are bad, they're also good.
We built this country. We built this country on slavery. Yes.
Oh. I mean, I guess if slavery were rock and roll, that'd be correct.
I don't mind the slaves because they can play rock and roll.
Actually, they created it. Not slaves, but black people.
Yeah. Rock and roll was our thing, nigga. And then that Elvis Presley, nigga, he stole our music.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't say that.
Yeah,
but, hey.
Elvis Presley didn't steal the music.
Well, you can't steal something that's not yours. Because, I mean, they might have created it, but they didn't put a patent on it.
Yours?
But to be fair, it's because they were slaves.
Yes.
They were kings.
We was the kings of rock and roll.
That's terrible.
Hey, they said Elvis Presley is the king. Well, the black version, like B.B. King, he's the king.
Your mother's boyfriend's name is B.B. King, but he spells king with a C, so it's B.B.C.
Nope, yours.
Yours.
Your mother dates B.B. Singh. B.B.C. I.N.G.
Yeah, well, your mother dates, Mount Rushmore.
It's yours. It's like, hey, Darren's mother, I've got a friend. His name's Benjamin Bob Tristram. You want to meet him? And he's like, what's his name? His initials are BBC. I want to meet him! And here's
whenever
BBC.
Your mother...
I want to see BBC!
When your mother's banging the... Not the Statue of Liberty, fuck. Mount Rushmore. When your mother's banging Mount Rushmore, she says, damn, you're as hard as a rock.
Yours.
And it says, you're damn right.
I tell you this, on that inauguration day, when the founding fathers were gathered, they found your mother naked on the table. And they're like, my word!
My word.
What in God's name is this? Let's take her liberty, boys!
It's weird because a similar thing happened. But what happened was that it was your mother, it was the founding fathers, and they said, who put this walrus here?
Nope, yours.
Who put this decal here?
Let me tell you this, John Hancock gave your mama the cock!
Did not.
Did so.
Nope. That's not true. So I was on Tinder yesterday. I was talking to this girl for a little bit, and then I woke up, and then like she's not there anymore. It's like, what the fuck?
Oh.
I think, like, Tinder, like, I think it glitched or something. I don't know. It's strange. She could have, like, deleted her account. She might have unmatched. I don't think she did. But she might have unmatched. Did anything, but regardless, my Tinder was all fucked up this morning.
Damn.
Also, if any of you ladies out there want to find me on Tinder, just look up Picasso. Ha, just kidding, it's not my name on there. You don't
That's
even know
That's not my name. That's not my name.
They call me Stacy, but that sure ain't my, that sure is not my name.
I do have, what's that fucking app called? Tinder, but I don't use it anymore. I get notifications saying somebody on Tinder liked you. And it's like, I don't have, like, Tinder gold. I can't see who liked me. So I don't care.
I think those just lie and they just assume that you have someone that swiped on you.
Assume.
Because, yeah, I mean, it's the only thing they can do, you know? Because I'm sure they don't have the time to make it, to program it so it looks at your account, you know? So what I'm saying is that it probably just tells you that to get you to open the app, regardless of whether it's true or not. So yeah. Don't buy it, because it's probably a lie.
It's
like,
a lie.
Your profile picture on there is a cat, isn't it?
Yeah, currently it's a cat. It was Matt Cole, but then I changed it to a cat, and they actually got rid of the Matt Cole one. And they're like, oh, this image violated our terms and services.
Really? How?
Because it's the frickin' picture of Matt Cole, the swastika behind him.
Who's that? Is that a Nazi?
He was, he replaced George Lincoln Rockwell as the leader of the American Nazi Party.
Oh, what year?
I don't know. What am I, a frickin' history
1903?
Book?
Oh, well, he seemed to know all about the Nazis. I'm just asking.
Let's see, 1967 to 2014.
Wow.
Yes, it's quite a long time being in charge, but then again, there's probably not much, you know, candidates to be in charge. Just a bunch of fat beer-drinking skinheads.
That reminds me of, okay, two things. So, that kind of reminds me of Black Klansmen, but two, that reminds me of The Amazing Racist. Have you ever heard of the Amazing Racist?
The Amazing... I think I've heard of it, but it's probably been a while since I've seen it.
He's a comedian named Ari Shaffir, and in one of his... So he's done various racist things. Like, in one, he offered Africans a boat ride back to Africa. and in another... This is actually what I'm trying to get at. Like, so he dressed up as a rabbi, and he had a petition. He was like, hey, can you sign my petition? They're like, what's it for? And he's like, oh, we're just Wait, so he made sure first that they're Jewish. But it was a petition for people that are Jewish to forgive Hitler.
Yes.
Oh, so it's ironic because, yeah.
Yes. I think I've seen something like it. It's ironic. Not this guy, but there was another guy. Sorry for interrupting. There's another guy. He's like Jewish. He's a YouTuber. And he had like this petition for people to sign it and say, yeah, I acknowledge that there is like white genocide going on in South Africa. White farmers are getting killed by the blacks. And people are saying, no, man, you're racist. And there's some elderly, like, boomer old man. And he's like, you're a fascist. You're a fascist. And the guy, like, points at his kapur. He points to a Star of David necklace. The guy just keeps calling him a fascist.
Jeez. But it's ironic, though, because Ari Shaffir is Jewish.
Yes. With a name like that, I would say he is.
The Amazing Racist?
My god, look at his big nose! It can chop cheese!
I like cheese. I tried to make my nose bigger once, but it didn't work.
Oh!
Yeah, I tried to make it less bad and more pointy.
Okay, Picasso Berg. Picasso Stein.
Picasso. Pablo Picasso. So I guess he'd be, yeah, Pablo Picasso Stein? Weird. Picasso Berg. Picasso Burger. That's a good one. Have you seen very much from Picasso? Yes, that was also what I thought. It seems as if our Kiwi here is out. So, not too sure what to do about that. But I like Picasso. He's a good artist.
Yes.
Prefer Dali. All right. So, Mr. Kiwi, my question to you once again.
And I said, okay.
Is, well, you had left. So, my question to you was, do you know very much about Picasso? Do you have a favorite artwork?
Picasso. Doesn't he do Starry Night? Or is that Van Gogh? No, wait, that's Van
Gogh. Precious Van Gogh.
Let's see. Picasso. So I'm trying to see if I can remember anything without having to look it up. Picasso. I don't like any of his cubism stuff.
It's nope, fair.
Can't think of anything.
Nope, not even the, was it Blue Guitarist or something?
No.
It's like a guitar player, it's all in blue. It was during his blue phase.
Blue Guitarist.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, the old guitarist. Oh my god, this guy's a frickin' bald.
Skeleton.
Okay, he's not bald, I see a bit of hair. He's very gaunt. Sunken cheekbones, sunken neck.
Exactly.
Looks like this guy got lynched. And then they took him down and was like, okay, play guitar.
Yeah, it's kind of like what it looks like. The old guitar.
I slept funny, my neck hurts.
He also did, I can't remember what it's called. It's not Nuremberg, but it was that big explosion during World War II, I think, or World War I, maybe. You know, it was the big explosion that they had in Spain. It was bombs being dropped. I can't remember what that's called, but he did a painting of that. I'll look it up, but it's really cool. World War bombing painting Picasso. Let's see. So it is called Guernica, or as you would call it, Guernica.
Queer nigger.
No.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Guernica?
No, I don't associate with those type of people.
Okay. Well, look it up. It's G U E R N I C A.
Guernica.
Sure. Okay.
How do you pronounce it? Do you pronounce the G like a Q or something?
Pretty sure it's a G.
What up, G?
Gananika.
Well, this is one of his most well-known. I hate to see one of his less known.
Yeah, I don't really know too much by him.
Transcending artwork, it's expanding our mind on what is traditional art form, and I think it's fucking stupid.
Really? You don't like it?
I don't like it. I tell you this, I like art that has meaning, not artwork that has no meaning, not artwork that changes perspectives. Like MC Escher, he's decent, but when it comes to freaking Cubism, when it comes to, what's that other artist, Gauguin? Don't like that stuff. Dali's alright, though.
Love Dali. It's great. Alright, so with Guernica, so tell me, what's wrong with it?
When did the show turn into a freaking art critic show?
Sure. Just for a second, what is wrong with it? Tell me right now.
Hang on, I need to look it up again. I close the tab.
Of course.
Oh, I spelled it wrong.
G.
Okay, here it is. Looks of the dumb.
Okay, but do you understand what it means?
I'm trying to examine this. Looks like there was an orgy in a barn?
No. So what it is that it's an anti-war painting that pretty much it's showing people blown into little bits. Like after a bomb dropped.
Looks dumb. I understand the symbolism behind it. I do appreciate that this brought attention to the Spanish Civil War. I just wish it looked better.
That is World War One or World War Two, but okay. Yeah, bombing of Guernica. Yeah,
same to you.
It's inspired by a Nazi bombing.
Okay.
Yeah, the Nazis bombed them, and so they did this, or Pablo Picasso did this. So what I'm saying here though is, do you understand what you're looking at, though? Like, it's not symbolism or anything. It's literal.
Okay.
Like, to blow somebody out, they're going to be pieces too.
Okay. I don't care.
Okay. Very close-minded, eh? Yeah.
Yes. I tell you this, I like art. That looks good. I don't care how meaningful it is. I cannot appreciate the beauty of it.
I mean, pretty sure at the time it was revolutionary in the sense that it was like, fuck you Nazis.
Yes, but like I said, I don't care how much meaning it has if it doesn't look good. And of course that's one subjective thing. I'm not saying society as a whole has to like or dislike it based on a shared collective consciousness of a virtual opinion. I say this. I personally don't like it. That doesn't mean I diss the whole painting. I'm not saying it's a bad painting or picture. I just personally don't like it.
What do you like?
Your mama.
Yours. But what do you like? Starry Night, right?
Yeah, Van Gogh. It looks cool.
It's a good one. What about the Scream? You like Scream?
By Edvard Munch.
I'm not sure.
Right. Yeah, it's alright.
It's alright. So it's not great, it's not good, just okay.
What?
It's just acceptable.
Yes. It's a great...
Wow. Yeah, there you go.
Wait, are you talking about Starry Night or The Scream?
Scream.
Oh, I walked outside, it was a starry night, but I saw your mother and Tyrone under the apple tree and I screamed.
Okay.
And their sex was so hot and heavy it made all the clocks melt.
So one final question about art. Do you like the farmers?
I like the farmer's wife.
Yeah, the farmer and his wife. Do you like that painting?
What one? American Gothic?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. It's one of those ones that gets parodied a lot. But yeah, it is pretty good.
Yeah, what does that mean, really? Like, what is the picture?
It's of a farmer and his wife.
Why?
I don't know. Because it wants to show the kind of people that lived at the time.
Really? It's all? Like, it's not... That's it?
Yeah. You don't have to be the type of person to seek meaning in everything. What's the symbolism? What does it mean? What does it mean? It's just some farmer and his wife.
Well, you have millions of pictures like that, just of stills, you know, people. Why is this so important?
I don't know. Because some people just give it importance. Like, this is a good painting. It is Americana. This is our culture.
But don't you have a lot of paintings like that?
Yeah. Yes. Like, some of the greatest paintings are like snapshots of the time, you know, of the time. Like, I'm trying to
think
of
an example.
No, not something transcendental like a Van Gogh, where it's like frickin' flowers.
Yeah.
But like, a Rembrandt. Rembrandt. Danish. Wait, is he Danish?
Is that a person's name?
Rembrandt. He's like that.
So that's a name.
Yes. Oh my lord, you talk about art, you don't know Rembrandt?
Is he the guy that did that, the thing that you look at and you tell what you see? Rosh-Bosh?
Rosh-Bosh? What the hell is Native American weed? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like the Rosh-Bosh test or something.
You mean Rorschach test?
Probably. I don't know. Rorschach?
Rorschach.
Sure.
You ever watched Watchmen?
Yeah.
Rorschach.
What does that have to do with Watchmen?
Because one of the characters is called Rorschach, and he has got a mask where the black and white mingles but never mixes. Like a Rorschach test.
See, I'm aware that he exists, but I haven't watched that movie in a long time, so I don't remember his name.
I heard that they turned it into a shitty TV show.
They did, yeah. I didn't watch it, but I've heard about it.
Yeah. I'm not gonna watch it.
You know what I'm extremely excited for?
No.
The Bottomless Backpack 4.
Oh my That's gonna be god. Good. It's gonna be good.
Wow. For those of you who don't know, there's a cool series out there called The Bottomless Backpack. And right now there are 3 episodes. You can watch it today on YouTube. It's really good. I highly recommend it. It's not by Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
Who's your favorite freak?
You.
Yeah, the Bottomless Backpack. Who's your favorite freak on the Howard Stern show?
I don't know. I don't listen to Howard Stern show.
I see.
Oh, all right. Questionnaire over.
What? Questionnaire over?
Questionnaire over.
Overt. Questionnaire. So, what would you like to know about California? Or Nevada?
Did you go to Las Vegas?
Yes, I did go to Las Vegas. Are there any questions you'd like to hear about Las Vegas?
Yeah, did you do any gambling?
Yes, I lost $50.
Yay! What, slot machine, Rolex table, throwing daggers?
Slot machines. $50 worth of slot machines. It was at least 40, but it was somewhere around 50.
Were there a lot of old ladies at the slot machines?
Yeah, they were a good bit. I remember there was this lady, and she was probably like 50 or 60 with somebody else's like 50 takes. You're like, is this one taken? I'm like, well... See, it doesn't have a chair, so I'm pretty sure you can't use it, but it's not necessarily taken. So, long story short, there was social distancing at the place, at the casino. Actually, come to think of it, I think I was at the Flamingo Hotel. You know Flamingo Hotel?
Not personally. Flamingo okay. Hotel.
You know who's been there before? Hunter S. Thompson.
Cool. Is that like Circus Circus?
I think that was his name with the acrobats, so probably not.
Ah, here we go. Yes, it's, I guess it was a Hilton.
Oh, is it? Well, we didn't stay there. We were just there for the casino for like 2 hours.
Whoa, we were.
Yeah, and also I had this really cool oxygen treatment. It was cool.
Like Michael Jackson?
No. Like, I didn't have the oxygen part of it. I just had the little machine that, like, stimulates your muscles.
Oh.
Whenever my friends were getting the oxygen treatment.
For some reason, I was reminded of, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, where they huff the effer and then they walk in.
What? They hump the heifer?
They huff the effer!
Ether.
Ether. Jesus Christ, dude. They hump the
effer. I don't think people say ether. No,
they
heifer.
They humped
heifer
your mother!
Cow. Heifer is a cow.
Oh yeah, Rocker is more alive. That was a hoot!
I mean, I'm not talking about Rocco's modern life. I'm talking about biology. Zoology.
Zoo.
Yeah, I mean, I think Rocco's modern life is where I learned the word. I remember I was in middle school, and they were telling us to yell at insults. Like, things a bully would say. I remember Dakota, this kid from he was in my sixth grade year. And so, he yells out heifer. And I'm thinking, what the fuck is a heifer? Crazy.
Crazy.
So that's the day I learned that heifer is a cow.
And it was a happy day for all.
Yeah, so whenever I learned that, I could finally know what to call your mother.
Yes.
You disagreed with that?
Wait, what did you say?
I said, that day I finally learned what I can call your mother.
Nope. Never.
You said, yes.
No. When you said heifer, I thought you were referring to your own mother.
Nope. That's not what happened at all.
It happened.
Did not. See, our listeners can go back about 1 minute and hear it. Unlike you, where you're going to be lying the whole time.
You.
I just had a really good move on Skate 3. Having a really good run.
What'd you do?
I overcalculated my drop. And that gave me a ton of air. But I didn't die because I hit like the bottom of the inclination. Like right before it went flat. Like the bottom of the ramp. So it gave me like nearly 2,000 points. It's crazy. Well, I'm sure you guys have already figured it out. This is the show where we also game while we talk.
Yeah. Apart from me, because I said I don't play games anymore. I'm hoping to get back into it.
Yeah, it's true. Kiwi is a liar.
No, you.
Kiwi plays every day of the week.
I play for your mama every day of the week.
Oh, Kiwi calls me and says, yo, motherfucker, I'm playing a game. I say, what game? He said, I'm playing RuneScape.
I call it actually what I'm playing for your mama, and it's like, leave mama alone.
That's not right.
Yeah, it's like, no, leave mommy alone.
That's incorrect, too. That was a very poor impression.
I'm going on a date with your mother. Let me tell you, it's the third date. You know what happens on the third date? No, don't touch my mommy.
Oh, wait. So that actually is a rule that it happens on a third date?
It's not the rule. It's more like an expectation.
Wow. See, I heard Whitney Cummings talking about that. And I didn't realize that that was like everyone believed that.
Hmm. Yeah, well, it's different cultures, different women. I mean, for your mother, it was the first date. In fact, your mother wasn't even a date.
Did you know that Rodney Dangerfield was a dog?
Yes.
I never saw the movie. Know that.
I never saw the movie, but I've seen a clip or two. It's kind of cringy.
Looks like a pretty cool movie. It's about a dog.
Who doesn't love dogs?
You don't like dogs, you like cats.
Yes, you should have done a cat.
A cat like, I don't know, Secret Life of Pets.
Secret Life of Your Mom. Or
All Dogs Go to Heaven, maybe? Is there an All Cats Go to Heaven? No, because they're stupid.
Oh.
Yeah, take that. Well, you guys, as you guys can hear, our friend, Mr. Kiwi is away from the microphone.
Because I'm banging your mama!
Wow, he's wow. Returned. He's returned with the lies.
Nope. So who are you more yeah. excited for, Jesus the Second coming or me coming back?
Your mama coming at me.
Nope.
Yep.
So I'll tell you a little bit of an interesting personal story. My headphones broke. I can only hear out of one ear. So I had to go to the Noel Lemons, which is a local electronics store, to see if I can buy a new pair of headphones. I don't want to spend over $100 on freaking headphones. This is not Beats by Dre shit going up in here. No boss stuff either. So I tried to get some decent headphones, but the store didn't have it, so I had to order from a long-distance store, be delivered at the store, and they're going to call me. And when I get that phone call, I have to rush out like a freaking 9/11 first responder, rush all the way down there and pick them up. And hopefully they're going to be good. Trying to think what they were. Like, please don't laugh when I tell you it, because, like I said, I'm on a budget. I have freaking rent to pay. I have to pay my groceries and bills. I don't have the money to pay for decent headphones. I got Turtle Beach P200 Recon. Or was it Recon P200? I guess they're decent. They've got, like, some sort of noise-canceling thing that uses battery, but the battery's inside it, so you have to charge the headphones. I don't know if I'm going to use that. I don't particularly care. I just want to be able to hear freaking music without everyone hearing it, and distract myself from the outside world. And hopefully the microphone quality is decent, because the Kiwi Picasso is done with the headset. I'm not using my phone for it, because I don't know how to record MP3 on phone. But that's basically the short and end story of my new headset.
So you're going to be wearing that in public?
No. I don't want to be...
So that's only for home?
Only for home. I have my... earbuds, my earplugs, whatever.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, don't you have earbuds or something? Why are you getting like this big bulky headset to carry around whenever there are people around you? But yeah, that's probably a pretty good idea. Sort of. Then what's wrong with Turtle Beach?
I don't know. I thought you would say that's cheap stuff. Should have gone more expensive. Right. And it's like, I don't have the money to go more expensive. Turtle Beach is fine. I'll tell you this, the current headset I'm using right now, the one that's busting one headphone, is Cobra Gaming E-Blue, which is a bit on the cheap side, but I guess it's decent quality for cheap. Not that good, though, because this is my second headset, and it's freaking busted.
See, I actually like Turtle Beach. I think I have a pair somewhere, just don't know where it's at, but somewhere. Take my word for it.
Just worried about what some people might think. I bring over a hot girl and she's like, oh my god, Turtle Beach, ew.
Okay, hey, I think I saw you on the Kiwi and Picasso show. Like, yeah, this is what I record with. Turtle Beach, no.
Whoa.
Exactly.
Yeah,
boy. Black man, do have you any drugs?
It's fucked up. Wow.
Hello, Mr. Black Man. Do you have any whores I can rent out? He's like, yeah, I got Darren's mama. And I'm like, did he have anything more classy?
Yours. So, what do you think about people trashing Trump for saying that there was a that there will be a cultural revolution?
I think their misguided attempts at revolutionizing the United States will ensure a Trump victory. I say ensure with maybe 90% confidence, but it seems that they are quite smooth-brained. They haven't got all their marbles, so to speak. They're pretty dumb, laughing as revolutionaries, as communists, socialists, anarchists. They import this through very far ahead. Yes, unfortunately, the world is changing thanks to the COVID-19 lockdown affecting the economy and this insurrection uprising, all these riots in autonomous zones, statues being pulled down, and demands for police reform. Yes, the world is changing. In fact, they may actually create the police state they themselves don't want. They may actually get the fascism they've been fighting against. No guarantee, I'm saying it could happen. But these guys are dumb. They're going to reap what they sow. They're going to be upset. They're already upset. And it's just going to be another frickin' 4 years of Orange Hitler.
That's bad. Hitler's bad. So, what do you think about this big crowd on, what, Saturday? No, wait. What's today again? Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
So, for Friday, what do you think about that big gathering they had on Friday in front of Mount Rushmore?
I thought there was a coronavirus epidemic. Why are people getting close causes? This is only going to result in more cases. I mean, they've already got a huge spike in frickin' Minnesota where they had the Black Lives Matter protests and Antifa protests and all that. I can only imagine this is going to escalate things much worse. But what is the crowd doing in front of Mount Rushmore anyways? Admiring it? Discussing its demolition?
Oh, Trump was doing a speech there.
Good. Well, yeah, I'm
it seems
feeling.
To change your mind. So
like
now because Trump did it, it's okay.
No, I think it's a bad idea. I think the last time he did a campaign trail or something, barely any people showed up because they didn't want the frickin' coronavirus. But because it's Mount Rushmore, people feel some sort of patriotic duty to be there because they want to preserve it. I don't know. Maybe people didn't want to go to the last one because it was all the riots going on. But there shouldn't be any riots near Mount Rushmore. Because if I recall, it's not near the city. It's somewhere over there.
Yeah, it's pretty far away. I don't even know where it's at. Like, South Dakota somewhere.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I don't even know where South Dakota is.
Yeah.
Where is South Dakota?
South Dakota is over there.
Yeah, it is over there. It's by Maryland.
Isn't it like north of Florida? Let me look at a map.
I think that's the Carolinas.
Oh.
I think it's like in the middle.
Oh, Dakota, yeah, it's sort of in the middle. I think it's like I think South Dakota is above Nebraska? Or the one over it?
It's like by Ohio or somewhere.
Ohio, ho?
Ooh.
Oh, yes, South Dakota is north of Nebraska.
Wow. Where's Nebraska?
It's basically in the middle. It's above Kansas.
And Kansas is above Oklahoma?
Yes.
Ah. And then Oklahoma's above the United States of these Americas?
Yes. Above
wow.
Texaco.
Hey, I think I have a card with them. I don't know. Maybe not. But yeah, we have Texaco here. And surprisingly, they have Texaco in other states too. I learned that my journey.
My struggle, Mein Kampf.
That's what that means? That's what Mein Kampf means?
Yes. What'd you think it means? My struggles?
I don't know.
Okay.
My cough? My leader? I don't know. Something that's not that.
I had a joke. Every town you visited, you got mugged by minorities. It's like, stop, I don't have anything you can steal. The guys at the last town took it. It's like, oh, fine, I'll take one of the tires from your car. Shit.
Oh, tires. I thought they said ties.
So you have to drive on three wheels. And they take the two front tires. So you have to do like a wheelie the whole time.
All you want for Christmas is your two front teeth.
All I want for all Christmas you want is your mama's two front tits.
Yours.
Yours.
Yours. Well, are you sure about that?
Yes. All right, a couple more minutes and then we'll wrap this episode up because I got to go work on dinner.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, doesn't he have to go get food or something? Doesn't he have to get out of here?
Yes, I gotta get out of here!
Get out of town.
Yeah. Taking your mother out on a date.
No, that's not right at all.
Yes.
This episode's been pretty messy, say the least.
Hey, next episode, it'll be better. It'll be a smash hit. We'll even have Joe Rogan come over and shake our hands.
Yeah, we'll shake his hand, like, really fast. Like, hello, Mr. Joe Rogan. Mr. Joe Rogaine. He has a perfect name for Rogaine, but he has the worst head for Rogaine.
Alex Jones will be there thanking us. You boys are an inspiration. Inspiration to all Americans. Thank you, Alex Jones. I'm not actually American. What are you, Canadian? Yeah.
We're all Canadian, and we're all American in our hearts. Except for Alex Jones. That guy's crazy.
Crazy, crazy.
He's just crazy in his heart. That's it.
Good to be
What are you having for dinner?
Your mama. Your mom makes me crazy! Your mom makes me crazy!
What are you having for dinner? What are you having for dinner?
Well, let's see. I've got two Angus beef sausages, one chicken schnitzel, and the rest of the chicken bites. I have to cook them. They're not already cooked. They're not pre-cooked. I didn't cook them the day before. I have to cook them from scratch.
What does schnitzel mean?
Schnitzel. It is a German word. Which means... Well, you know what it is. It's basically a thin, flattened meat that's got like a coating, batter. What does the word actually mean? It comes from...
I don't know what the food is.
You know what it is? Chicken schnitzel.
Chicken schnitty pub feed.
I
don't know what that is.
I don't know, Mr. Schnitty.
No, I really don't know what that is. So it's like, it's not like a churro, is it?
A turtle? No! Think of it as like a...
Churro.
It's like a meat pancake, but not round. It's
I thought it was like a churro.
Churro? Oh, I've had churros before. Kind of sugary.
Yeah. I didn't say turtle, I said churro.
Oh, I thought you said turtle. Reminds me of King of the Hill. They sort of dispose of all the stolen merchandise and Bobby's Eastern lipstick. This tastes like turtles.
Dang, I don't remember that.
That's the episode where the the Hill family vacation with Khan in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, and they had become illegals.
Yes. I want an end to America in any way that's unnatural.
Gross.
I into your mama in a natural way.
Yours.
As opposed no. to illegal immigrants that enter her in a legal way.
Your mother does that too.
And she's like, Rico, now!
Rico? Like Napoleon Dynamite?
Never watched it.
Oh, which part's bad to you? Is it Napoleon or Dynamite?
All of it. Like, when that movie came out, it was, like, talked about a lot and memed a lot, and you gotta watch it, it's like the new best thing. Never watched it. Don't want to.
Yeah, I don't like it that much. Just wait, it's too overhyped.
Yeah. Well, folks, it's the end of the line. It's about time that we, got out of here. Time to blow this taco stand.
Your mama blows everyone at the taco stand.
Nope. Your mama blows me until I can stand no more.
Nope.
I get all weak in the knees. When your mama's on her knees.
And stained in the membrane. I couldn't come up with anything.
Insane in the membrane. Insane in the brain!
Insane in your mama's knees is membranes.
No.
Yep.
Your mama's horny all the time. That's because she's got a mean brain. A brain for a man.
Yeah, and your mother's stupid all the time. Yours.
They accidentally gave her a straight man's brain, so she kept thinking about vagina. So they had to give her a gay man's brain, so she thinks about dick. That's better.
Nope.
Yo, thanks, Doc. No problem, Mr. Negro.
That's fucked up.
Why is it that whenever a black guy is involved, you say that's fucked up? Are you naturally hatred of black people?
I am not hatred.
Good. I'm not hatred, I'm just disgusted. Fair enough.
That's fucked up.
I'm gonna get high five from Adolf later.
High five? You probably will, yeah. Probably get removed from Anchor.
I didn't know we were still on Anchor.
Yeah, Anchor. Well, are we not supposed to be?
I don't know. I thought you stopped uploading there.
No, we're on YouTube and Anchor. Anchor goes across like 7 platforms.
So you can check us there, guys, for the latest episodes.
Well, see, the thing is that I don't know if you actually listen on Anchor, but Anchor is the distributor.
Oh, for drugs?
No. Like, it puts our shit on Spotify and iTunes and stuff like that. Mm. Or not iTunes, but
Goody.
Apple Podcasts or whatever. Maybe just Apple Music. I don't know. I don't have iPhone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got a Pixel.
3. Pixel 3. 3A.
Hey!
3A.
Are you the type of person to buy a new cell phone every year?
Usually I've only had 2 because the phones die, because they're not new, they're used. This one's new, so I don't think so.
Okay, good. I was about to say, these phone companies love you.
So, yes, but also no. Like, I try not to, but I always have problems with them that make me have to buy a new phone.
You load them up with too many porn.
Oh, no, like, the last one, the Pixel. One Pixel, I broke it in half.
Okay.
And the other one, I still have it. It still works, but like the battery only lasts like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Oh.
So I decided I'm gonna upgrade.
Yeah, my LG G5 is like that short battery life.
Yeah, that's what happens whenever you get a really old phone, and you can't replace the battery in that either, so that sucks. But this one was amazing. Like, this battery lasts, on the test, if you look it up, it's like, on the Pixel 3a, it's 10 hours.
Nice.
It's amazing.
Amazing. Okay, so, let's wrap it up.
That's what your mother should have said whenever she was having sex with your dad.
Nope. Yours.
Yours. Okay.
Did you remember the wrap it up? No. Oh, God. I'm gonna birth a dumb kid.
Yeah, that is what your mother said to your father.
Nope.
Yeah. All right, well, so welcome. I mean, thank you for coming back to the Kiwi Picasso Show. We'll catch you guys in the next episode. And I guess we didn't really explore the trip very much besides a little bit of Las Vegas. Oh, and PSA, don't buy drinks in Vegas because they'll cost you like, well, if you buy two, it'll cost you like $100+. One is like $38 there. You get refills, but the refillers are like $19 each. So long story short, don't go to Las Vegas if you're expecting to get drunk. I hear they give out free drinks some places, but they sure as hell didn't at the place I went to.
Where'd you go to? Wasn't like the fucking Trump Casino?
No, it wasn't a casino. It was just a bar on the side of the road. Not the side of the road, but like...
like you want a drink, bud? Oh, yes, I like a Bud Light.
Like the... It was like an alley, but it wasn't really like an alley.
Oh.
It's kind of like a taco stand, but not really a taco stand.
Like a...
I don't know, but long story short...
A food cart or a food van or something. Food truck.
Kind of. But the moral of the story is, though, always ask how much something is before you buy it. I didn't pay it. My friends did. My friends had to... They're the ones that bought it. I was just there like, what the fuck, you paid $100 for this?
God damn it, Darren, you cost us all our money.
I mean, it wasn't my product. Like, the person was like, you want one of these? And they're like, yeah, sure. So then they got one each. $38 or $7 each.
The FBI agent's listening and say, he's buying product. Keep recording.
It was like an icy, but alcoholic. So I guess it's kind of like a margarita, but a little bit different. It might have been a margarita. I'm not sure.
Margarita.
Yeah. Like, you know what runs at Bros? Mojitos.
Oh, I've had a mojito before.
Is it good?
Yeah. It's kind of, but too much mint.
Oh. That sounds terrible. You ever had a margarita?
Yeah. I haven't had much alcohol, but I've had a small amount of mojito, margarita, bourbon didn't like, Scotch whiskey did like, Irish cream... whiskey, whatever it's called, did like that. That's my favorite. What's it called? Citrus vodka. I can't really tell the difference between that and regular vodka. And some Remy Martin.
I remember a long time ago you told me you were sitting with the screwdriver. I just don't remember if you were lying.
I might have had an actual screwdriver in my hand, not a drink. Tool time in here.
Yeah. Like, that's not what I meant. Well, so Kitty says, hey, so I guess she could come back and say goodbye.
Okay, well, she better make it quick because I gotta go.
Let's see.
Bitch!
Yeah, I doubt it. Yeah. But... anyway, so what I'm getting at with all of this, screwdriver, what am I getting at with this again? Alcohol. Oh, yeah. Ask for how much something is before buying it.
Yes.
Because if you don't, you'll have to pay $100 for something that you didn't even really want that much.
Like,
oh, my second question. No. So my second question, was your margarita frozen or was it just on the rocks?
Frozen rocks? What? It was just plain. Didn't have any ice in it at all.
Are you telling me you bought it from a store?
No, it was given to me at a party.
Like a cup.
Yeah, I don't think you had a margarita.
Yeah, it must be one of those party mix stuff. Like, you get the powder, you add it to the water, I don't know.
Yeah, because a lot of those are, like, just punch. Like, it's not margarita.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't margarita. Well, at least the mojito was real.
Yeah, I mean, they do have it in bottles, but, like, the ones that I've seen personally, the ones I've seen in the bottles, it's all wine. It's not tequila like it's supposed to be. So that's another thing. Like, I'd be surprised if at a party that you were given tequila in your margarita.
Okay. Oh, and Cointrail. Cointrail's good.
I'm not sure what that is.
It's it's like triple orange, like orange triple distilled liqueur. I like orange.
Here? The band?
Not orange essence. I've tried orange essence before. Hated it.
Not a big fan. I mean, I'm not a big fan of orange.
Yeah. Vanilla essence is alright. Rum essence is probably my favorite.
Ah.
I like rum, but I've never had actual rum. I've only had rum-flavored things that's non-alcoholic.
See, I'm not a big fan of rum. Anyway, let's go ahead and wrap this up. And thank you guys for coming back for another episode of the Kiwi and Picasso Show. And we will catch you guys in the next podcast episode. Not video. I was going to say video. But in the next episode, let's say episode instead of podcast.
Yeah.
We'll catch you guys next time. That's what I'm trying to say.
We'll see you guys on the flip.
Catch you guys on the flip.
Flip your mother over in bed.
Yours.
Flip Keaty over in bed.
Okay.
Yes. Sign out.